Welcome to the SMB Community Podcast with hosts Amy Babinchek, James Kernan, and Carl Polacek. Produced by Kernan Consulting and for the international MSP community, we are dedicated to making every IT professional a successful IT professional.
Today's SMB Community Podcast is brought to you by Huntress Managed Security. Cybersecurity is more than software. It's about the expertise needed to effectively fight today's evolving threat landscape. Huntress Managed Security is custom built to provide human expertise and save your clients from cyber threats. Huntress's suite of fully managed cybersecurity solutions is powered by a 24/7 human-led SOC dedicated to around-the-clock monitoring, expert investigation, and rapid response. While you focus on growing your business, we provide first response to hackers. Huntress has the number one rated EDR for SMBs on G2 and a partner support satisfaction score average of 99%. To start a trial today, visit huntress.com/Carl. Hi, this is Carl. Welcome to another SMB Community Podcast. I was very lucky to get to Channel Partners Conference in Las Vegas this year. Channel Partners is always one of my favorite events. It started as a place for telecom resellers to get together and find new products, new vendors, so forth and so on. All the stuff that we do in SMB. And has evolved over time to try to appeal to managed service providers. So for several years, for probably 10 years, they have had a managed services summit, MSP summit, in a separate room that's on like day one and two, and then on days two, three, four, they have the big conference. So I was able to talk to some of the vendors at the MSP summit. And also, I caught up with Kathleen Martin, who has been a longtime friend and community builder. And she has a new venture going that was launched right at the time of the Channel Partners Conference. So I had an interview with her as well. Here is my report from Channel Partners 2024. I'm here with Dave Seibert at the Channel Partners Conference in Vegas. So I got to say, just before we start the interview, how many times a year do you go to Vegas? Like 100?
15.
Oh. It seems like 100 because there's so many things in Vegas, and it's like a one-hour hop for you.
Well, right? You know, it's almost embarrassing because the flight wheels up, the wheels down is about 34 minutes. And you know, I used to drive it. But with the price of gasoline, it takes 4 hours to drive it, and it actually costs more for the gas than it does the airplane ticket.
Right. But even at SNA, you spend more time at the airport than you do in the air.
That's the advantage of pre-check.
Oh, there
so,
you go.
So normally, you know, it's really, for those people that travel, you do the pre-check and you show up at the airport and you literally, you know, 20 minutes before the flight boards, everything's just fine.
Right.
No pre-check, no clear, you're in trouble.
So do the guards, security guards, know you at Anaheim?
No chance of that.
Oh, okay, all right.
That almost sounds like I'm in trouble now.
So down to business.
Yeah.
Tell me why you come to Channel Partners and the MSP Summit.
You know, this industry moves really fast. The industry changes fast. This is one of my ways of staying on top of what's relevant, what's exciting, what the direction of the market is. And then also, you know, the hallway conversations, you know, bumping into people that you know, having conversations. Sometimes those conversations for 5 minutes outweighs a 45-minute session any day.
Absolutely. Especially when you hang out with Dave Seibert.
There you go.
All right. So another event everybody should go to at least once a year is SMB Tech Fest. So when is I think it's Q2 coming up?
Yeah. So we finished Q1 just about 4 weeks ago. Q2's coming up just a little bit over 2 months away. It's on May 9 and 10.
All right.
And it happens quarterly, so four times a year. And it's all about getting a whole bunch of MSP, MSSP, cloud security partners together, learning through panels, learning through each other, finding out what some hot solutions are that you can offer to your client base. Networking, let me tell you, a lot of it is networking. You know, doing more projects together, finding people out of the area that you can team with when you got a client and you don't want to travel, but you want to trust the partner that you've met. All of those things, you know, smash those together in a good way.
Right.
And you get SMB Tech Fest.
So some events are panels only. Some events are vendors only, with like they give 1 hour to an MSP just so they can check the box.
Yep.
Yours is, you have individual presentations, which might be 30, 40, 50 minutes, and then you have panels as well. So why do you do that mix?
I do the mix. One, I think it's higher value. I really do. I, you know, a partner is going there because they want to enhance, improve their business. And one of the best ways to enhance your business, whatever that goal is, maybe it's top line revenue, maybe it's lower your COGS, maybe it's to find a new solution stack for your client base. But whatever that is, learning from other partners is one of the best ways to learn. So I bring leading partners up, put them on panels, and let them share their experiences. And that way, all the other, you know, providers in the house, they get to hear firsthand from their peers what works and sometimes more importantly, what did not work so that they don't make the same mistakes.
Very good.
And likewise, you know, friends like we know, you know, a great example would be Amy Babichek. She was there at the last event and she did an incredible session on Microsoft conditional access. A lot of people don't really know how to leverage it. Not only did she go through it for like 40 minutes and go through conditional access, but she talked about how does she sell it? How does she turn it into a business model? How does she, you know, what kind of profit is in it? And so I like to combine those. I like to combine those panels. I like to combine the educational content speakers that are gonna let you make more money in your business. And of course, you know, sure, we all, you know, we have sponsors, but you know, the sponsors, they make a lot of it happen. Our industry wouldn't happen without them. www.smbtechfest.com and join us.
All right. And what was the date again?
May 9 and 10 is the next one coming up in sunny Southern California.
Oh, in May, it will be perfect weather, actually.
There
you
go.
Won't be too hot, won't be too cold. All right, so I'm here at Channel Partners. I'm catching up with Michelle Ragusa McBain, who I haven't seen in a long time.
I know, too long.
Like since last year. Congratulations, you're now at SonicWall. Tell me about that.
Thank you. I'm very excited. Obviously, everyone knows SonicWall, 33 years, cybersecurity company. Beloved firewalls, but we've been doing a lot of exciting things. We relaunched our Secure First program for our partners, making it easier and more profitable to do business with us. We made 2 acquisitions in the last 60 days with Solutions Granted for MDR, XDR, EDR, and Banyan Enterprise Security for Zero Trust ZTNA.
So it's way more than a SonicWall. It's more than a firewall.
Way more.
You see how I like equate SonicWall with a firewall?
That's
right?
How most people know and love us. It's true.
Very good. So how long have you been doing this with SonicWall?
I started May 1st, so almost a little over 10 months.
Oh my God.
Time
flies. Doesn't seem like it's that long ago.
Yeah, time flies when you're having fun, for
sure.
All
right, so you're settled in. So you have no excuses anymore. You're now in charge of this. How's the channel program going?
It's amazing. Our new Secure First program, we launched Feb 1 globally. So we lowered rebate thresholds so more partners can earn incentives with us. We moved from proposal-based to accrued-based marketing development funds so we can help them co-market, co-sell, and co-innovate. They can still propose and request.
So it's not proposal-based?
Nope, we have accrued base, so they earn as they grow with us. So that's really great. And if you still want some proposal and need incremental funds, we'll make sure that we help you.
So what if you're really small? So like when I sold SonicWall, I'd be lucky to do one a month.
Sure.
Is like one a year okay? Is one
Absolutely.
Every 6 months okay?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, and especially with our Solutions Granted, it's just one license, one router, one firewall, one switch, anything you need from us. We start small. We have flexible consumption, billing in arrears, pay as you go, cancel anytime, www.sonicwall.com/partners.
Right.
And if you want to look up our details of our Secure First program with SonicWall, simple Google search or just connect with me on LinkedIn. I'd love to tell you more about it.
All right. Very good. So if somebody signs up as a partner, do they get any kind of like training so that they know what to sell? Because you have a variety, including some very high-end stuff. So I want to right-size the solution I sell to a client and I'm going to sell something different to a 5-user client than I do to a 50-user client. So can you help me with that?
Absolutely. We have SonicWall University. We've had over 1 million classes taken since inception, and we continue to add enablement and training. We also do tier match plus one. So if you're working with one of our competitors right now, we honor that level and we give you plus one. We level you up with us. So if you're a gold XYZ partner, you'll be platinum with us. And we will make sure that we get you partner development manager assigned to you to help you onboard, get training enablement, do our certifications if you'd like to upskill with us. And we also have amazing engineers virtually and on-prem to help you like learn, demo, configure, whatever you need.
All right. So Delta no longer loves their flyer, their frequent flyers, and they've kind of messed up their entire program. Can I switch my Delta Platinum over to SonicWall?
Yeah. Well, you can fly with us, but I'm in the back with the chickens.
All right. Very good. So folks, you can go to sonicwall.com/partners, get signed up, get some training, figure out what's going on. Now, here's a question you don't want to answer, but I'm going to ask it anyway. And if you just start cussing, they'll just cut it out. So
sure.
For 20 minutes, SonicWall was partnered with Dell. See, now they've given you time to think about it.
I don't know if I heard the question.
So for 20 minutes, SonicWall was owned by Dell, and Dell actively screws their partners. Mm. So is SonicWall better at not stealing an account if I have given you a tip about a partner that I want to sell into?
No, right. So I will say respectfully to Dell, we are not owned by Dell. We are private equity backed. We are independent and we're 100% channel. So everything we do is with our partners. And if we do installs, renewal base, we will call the partner that brought that deal to us specifically.
All right. So you have no inside sales to compete with me.
Never.
Beautiful. And I love it. And I knew the answer to that question,
yes.
But I wanted to give you the opportunity to say that. So
absolutely.
I didn't have to.
No, we are channel first, channel friendly all day long.
Very good. Michelle, it's always great to see you. Thank you
likewise,
for your time.
Likewise, Carl. Thank you.
I'm here with Mikey Pruitt at the Big MSP Summit. How are you, sir?
Doing fabulous.
And you're with DRS, what is this?
DNS filter.
Oh, DNS filter. Yeah. Oh, okay. So we all know what DNS is. What's DNS filter?
Well, sadly, it's exactly as it sounds. It's not much more complicated. We filter, we have a layer of security. The DNS layer, we can block threats and content and basically protect end users from the bad stuff out there on the internet.
Can you keep all the trolls from Russia out of my office?
Actually, yeah, we could.
Right.
Be a DNS, though.
Right. So, but if I want to block Russia and China, I can do that.
You absolutely can.
Very cool. So tell us how we get started with you as a partner.
Well, it's very easy. We go to app.dnsfilter.com. You can sign up. We have a free 2-week trial. You can test us out. We're very confident in our software. Give you a free trial. I promise you'll love it. Very easy to set up. 5 minutes, you're done. And then another 30 minutes, you can roll it out to your whole company.
Now, I'm sure that there are lesser companies that offer similar services. What makes you better?
The big differentiator with DNS Filter and the others is the threat intelligence that we have. So we also consume a bunch of third-party threat feeds, pay a ton of money for them, but we have an in-house engine that we call Web Shrinker that categorizes domains all day and night. So we found about 60% of the threat domains that we know about are unique to DNS Filter. You see on my sign here, y'all can't see this, but Carl can. It says 10 days faster. So in about 10 days on average, the threat domains that we know about, we see show up on those threat feeds. So, you know, we're not going to stop paying for them, but our intelligence is just better.
And from the MSP perspective, do I get a nice dashboard where I can see all my clients?
Yeah, absolutely. We're very easy sell for MSPs. We are fully white labelable, have a multi-tenancy dashboard. We have some global features where you can manage different MSPs, different customers separately, or manage certain things globally for your convenience.
Very good. Give us a website one more time.
You can go to dnsfilter.com.
Very good. Thank you for your time.
Hey there, this is James Kernan with Kernan Consulting, and I'm here to talk a little bit about the Mastermind Peer Groups. So with the Mastermind Peer Groups, you get a powerful combination of customized coaching, accountability, and weekly synergy sessions with like-minded professionals from all around North America. These peer groups are really focused on sales, marketing, and growth. It's all about results. So I am your personal group facilitator, and you'll experience weekly accountability meetings, monthly trainings, and then quarterly face-to-face meetings where we all get together on a quarterly basis in fun cities all around America. So be prepared to take your business to new heights and see if you've got what it takes to be one of the Mastermind peer group members. Thank you.
Hi, this is Carl Polichuk, and I'm joined today by a longtime friend, Kathleen Martin. Welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So we'll talk about ALN, but first, give folks a little bit of your background. Who are you and how did you get here and all that?
Oh my gracious, how did I get here? Well, it was a long and windy road through the gumdrop forest, as my good friend Elf says. You know, I've been in IT channels for, let's just go over 20 years. Let's leave it at that number. I don't think that I'll ever say I've been in here longer than just a little bit over 20 years. But I have been a huge fan of working in all parts of the channel. So I have worked with vendors. I have worked with editors. I have worked with research. I have worked with consultants. I have worked directly for and with MSPs. Today, I am with a large consultancy by the name of the JS Group, where I serve as their Senior Vice President of Communities. But more importantly, today, I am also given the title of Chief Community Officer at the Advanced Leadership Network. And we'll get to that in a second. But I will say the channel is a fantastic place. And having had the option of and the good fortune to work through all these various sides of it has really given me a unique view into how the channel functions.
I agree completely. So, you know, having a variety of different approaches, you know, when they groom people to be the leader of, you know, the next person in charge of Microsoft or Intel or something like that, they have to go through a little bit of hell of going, oh, you're going to be in charge of the office in Paraguay, right? You're going to have to do regional stuff. And then they have to be in charge of software, in charge of hardware, in charge of personnel, right? They have to learn all the pieces of the business. So now you're qualified to be in charge of Microsoft. So congratulations.
Well, thank you. You know, I was here not that I was any more than 5 years old when Managed Print Services started, right? Which was really the precursor to today's managed service market. And I remember then trying to explain to people something that had become ingrained in the copier dealer market that was very simple, right? I'm going to charge you based on this per month. I have this recurring revenue coming in. Watching that growth and that explosion of growth, and especially as now we're looking towards an even bigger change, if you will, inside the market with AI, has been something that's been fun to watch and also be a part of.
Very good. So skip ahead, March 2024. Tell us, what is the Advancing Leadership Network?
Well, in a nutshell, it is a leadership for women with men, if that makes any sense. So one thing that was really important to us is when we started this, we recognized that you can't go anywhere anymore without literally tripping over another Women in Tech network, but yet nothing's happening. Nothing's really changing the industry, as it will, to change the core number, which is women represent somewhere around 51% of the overall workforce, but yet are not even close to 30% of the leadership positions inside of the IT workforce. So our network is dedicated to helping women get those critical skills that they need in order to be leadership ready, some things that companies no longer offer or that are not offered in traditional schools. But it's not exclusive to women. While there are spots inside the network that are exclusive to women, a good portion of this is training that can be used by anybody. And that's the whole purpose of advancing leadership. That's why it doesn't say advancing women's leadership, but says advancing leadership. That is our goal inside of the industry. And I have said for years, and Carl, you've heard me say it, if women could do this alone, we would have already done it. We'd be there and we'd be finished. So it's something we need to do all together, women and men and everybody else coming together with us.
So I know you're familiar with the term ally, of course.
Yep.
Is being an ally not good enough?
So I think being an ally is critical. I really do. But you have to be an engaged ally. So if I could put that word engaged in front of it, it's one thing to say I'm an ally. It's another thing to engage and walk with that individual to get them to that next step, really opening the doors and helping them round out some of the skills and opportunities that may not be available to them.
So with the advancing leadership skills, what kinds of things are you actually offering inside the community?
Critical to know. The first one is finance. That is something that most people immediately shirk away from. Oh, I'm sales. Oh, I'm marketing. I am not finance. But yet you cannot get to that position in Microsoft or Intel or anywhere else without having a basic understanding of revenue and what an income statement looks like compared to understanding EBITDA, right? Those are crucial skills that a lot of people skip over or tend to think are unimportant. That's in there. There are leadership courses actually, taking that next step to what does it mean to truly build a team? How do I become a servant leader or a different form of leadership that I'm most interested in? There are courses in there that'll be opening very soon on how to be a strong ally. What does it mean to actually walk with a person instead of just giving them some talk that says, go you, I support you, but then never actually participating in it. So if you can think of a single course from time management to negotiation skills to sales, we offer 101, 201, and 301 courses.
Very good. We should take a break and make sure people know how to get to your website.
So that's really easy. It's www.aln.network. Super simple.
ALN.network. Great. And you'll send me a logo so I can put it up on the
podcast. I will do that
as well.
Yep.
Very good. All right. So when you talk about this leadership, is there a path? Is there like a start here, or this is the path for finance, this is the path for strategy or whatever?
Well, so not exactly, because who doesn't need all of those courses, right, to become a well-rounded leader? What we have done is built it into three different series, ascending as into where you want to go. So if you have just joined the channel, or maybe you've only been in there for a year or two and you're ready to boost some of those skills, there is a path available. If, on the other hand, you are, say, already in a management position, or you've been in the channel for several years, and maybe you're looking to move up into management, further up into management, think director level or senior director level, that's our mid-tier. And then when you're really ready to swing a little bit farther for the fences, maybe you're looking at senior vice president or jumping into the C-suite, that's actually by application. And at that point, we're putting you together with individuals that are already in that role that are certified business coaches. So it's not just anybody can throw out a single shingle and say, here I am, I'm a business coach. They actually have to have the certification to back it up in order to be a part of that offering.
So you have kind of a mentor program.
We do.
Partner people.
We do, once you get all the way up into there, yep. More important than that, we have a sponsorship program. And that's where we're asking allies to come aboard. Regardless of gender, everybody can be a sponsor and needs a sponsor. And the sponsor, if you will, is as easy as opening the door for someone. I am sponsoring you to walk through this door. So your job is to open it and then say why this person has every ability to walk through that door. We should all want a job, not because of our gender. We should all want a job because we are the best individuals suited for that role.
So the channel includes very large companies. It includes both Google and one person shops. So it sounds like a lot of this is geared towards companies with tiers of leadership, tiers of management. Is it useful for people in SMB?
Oh, most definitely. And that's really where tier two covers the majority of individuals. That's really where we think the majority of people will go. Think about being in a smaller SaaS company, right? Maybe there's only 10 to 20 people inside of your company. Do you really understand what it means when the company is going out for Series A funding? Do you understand what it means when they talk about the difference between equity and profit sharing? If you're a small SMB, Have you really paid attention, just like your professional society does for IT professionals? Do they really know what they're getting into legally when it comes to HR? Do they really know how to avoid some of those things? That is where we're asking partners and allies to come on board and help us make sure that everybody has the tools available to succeed.
So if I join today, you have a free version. Are you mind talking about the non-free versions?
So you are talking about the non-free version. Inside of the free version, we invite everybody to come in and be a part of the conversation, right? We have to all add an individual drop to the ocean in order to raise the level. But inside of the paid versions is where you actually get access to the education. The sponsorship can happen inside of free or paid. Certified coaches are only inside of the paid version.
Very good. So folks can join for free and then upgrade later. Poke around, see what's what.
And I think it's really important too to point out that these costs are not out of reach for the average individual, whether you're a small business or a large business. We start at tier one with $1,000. Tier two is $2,000 annually. And tier three, which you're actually being positioned with that certified business coach and executives that are already there, that's only $5,000 a year. So it's not outrageous. We tried to make it not out of reach for individuals.
And does the $1,000 have to be paid in one lump sum?
People can choose to pay it in one lump sum, or they can pay $99 a month. You save on average between 10 to 20% by paying annually.
Right. Okay. So there's monthly and annual. All right.
There it is.
So you just launched in March.
Have
you got any members?
Yes. Yes, actually we have. Last week was a fantastic week in which over 75 people registered for the network itself. Everybody's filling out their profiles right now. And as a person finishes their profile, they jump right in. We do have a couple screening questions in this age of bots and artificial intelligence.
Right.
That's sort of required to make sure you're a human being. I'm sure at some point AI will figure out how to answer those too.
Very good. So we're almost out of time, but let me ask you a question you probably are not prepared for. But
oh, I love those questions.
What's the long-term vision? 5 years from now, where do you want ALN Network? Where do you want it to be? And what do you want it to look like?
Oh my gosh, you would think we'd already thought about that. This isn't even a tough one. At that point, I want to see as close to as possible as many women reaching for the leadership goals that they want. Our logo is actually designed to show with one hand lifting yourself up, with another hand open to lift up somebody else. So as each person ascends, I hope that they're taking two or three other individuals with them. I don't want to call it a barrel of monkeys, but think of the exact same thing when you're in the process. That's exactly how it works, right? We all get up there by joining together.
I would definitely avoid that analogy. That's just my advice. That's my free advice to you.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Very good. All right. Well, we wish you the best of luck with this. So ALN.network. Folks can poke around, get started today, prep a good profile picture and your bio so that you can jump in right away. Anything else you want to say before we go?
No, but thank you so much for this opportunity. And Carl, thank you for being the ally that you have been, not just to me, but so many others for the time that we've known each other. And it's exactly individuals like you doing what you do that will help all of us get there together.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning into this special report from Channel Partners 2024. We'll see you next time on the SMB Community Podcast. Today's SMB Community Podcast is brought to you by Huntress Managed Security. Cybersecurity isn't just about software. It's about expertise. In today's ever-evolving threat landscape, you need more than lines of code. You need human intelligence to outwit cyber criminals. Huntress is tailor-made to provide human expertise. Our team of seasoned professionals has your back, ensuring your assets stay safe. With 24/7 vigilance, our human-led SOC never sleeps. We monitor, investigate, and respond around the clock. While you focus on growing your business, we provide first response to hackers. Start your trial now at huntress.com/carl.